Chinese Media, Nancy Pelosi Trashy for Defending Hong Kong Protests. By Francis Martel on June 14, 2019. China's state-run Global Times newspaper condemned American critics of its attempts to colonize Hong Kong, including U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, as trashy for their defense of freedom in the autonomous economic hub. The Hong Kong protests this week, which attracted over 1 million people on Sunday according to organizers, demanded that the legislature dismiss a bill that would allow for the extradition of Hong Kong residents to the part of China under communist rule in the event that the Communist Party accused them of breaking Chinese law. Unlike Hong Kong, which has a long tradition of respecting basic political freedoms, China considers most displays of political dissent, as well as unauthorized religious practices, a crime. Protesters have repeatedly told media outlets they fear being deported into a country with one of the world's worst human rights records for speaking freely in their homeland. Pelosi, like many politicians in the United States of all political stripes, extended her support to the protesters and condemned the law this week, mulling a congressional move that would reaffirm American support for Hong Kong's political autonomy. The Global Times noted the rare moment of bipartisanship in America and the greater West. Western leaders such as U.S. President Donald Trump, outgoing U.K. Prime Minister Theresa May and other politicians have all uttered their opinion on Hong Kong, the newspaper noted on Thursday. Some apparently took a side, hoping the problem can be solved and calling on all sides to show restraint, while others behave in a rude and extreme manner, represented by members of the U.S. Congress. The article, titled "HK Meddling Displays Trashy U.S. Discourse," cited Pelosi specifically for being a long-standing supporter of human rights in Hong Kong. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has met Hong Kong opposition groups several times, the newspaper noted. Shortly before the chaos erupted, she wasted no time in issuing a statement that decried the horrific extradition bill and said the bill showcases Beijing's brazen willingness to trample over the law. The Global Times called the remarks by Pelosi and others a stark provocation against China. Influential politicians as senior as Pelosi uttered such shallow remarks on Hong Kong affairs, which makes us see the low quality of U.S. politics. If they want to target China effectively, at least they should be clear about what is going on. The Global Times concluded that American politicians are not short of ignorance, selfishness, and ill intentions, and that Pelosi's comments are destroying the rationality that once built up the United States of America. Following the protests this weekend, Chinese state media went on the offensive, accusing the United States of organizing the violent protests as a tactic in the ongoing trade dispute between Washington and Beijing. The Global Times also published a story Wednesday accusing Americans of being arrogant and seeing themselves as superior to yellow Chinese people. Pelosi appears to have infuriated Beijing with statements that all freedom-loving people were moved by the courage of the 1 million men and women of Hong Kong who took to the streets to peacefully demand their rights and denounce this horrific extradition bill. Pelosi also supported a bipartisan congressional effort known as the Hong Kong Human Rights and Democracy Act, which would make it easier for Washington to deal with Hong Kong directly and emphasize opposition to a Chinese communist takeover of the city. Nearly a million people gathered in the streets of Hong Kong in the last few days to protest dangerous extradition legislation backed by Beijing. "I'm proud to support this bipartisan legislation to preserve democracy, human rights and rule of law in Hong Kong." Nancy Pelosi, at Speaker Pelosi, June 13, 2019. The Chinese Foreign Ministry condemned Pelosi on Wednesday. In response to a question about her remarks on the protests, spokesman Geng Shuang said, "Hong Kong affairs are purely China's internal affairs. No other country, organization or individual has the right to interfere." China deplores and firmly opposes the irresponsible and erroneous comments on the amendment and other Hong Kong affairs made by the U.S. side, Geng continued. "We urge the U.S. to view the relevant amendment in a fair and just manner, exercise caution in its words and deeds, and stop in whatever form interfering in Hong Kong affairs and China's domestic affairs." The Chinese regime also summoned an American diplomat to complain about American politicians' irresponsible words and deeds on Friday regarding the protests. Protests over the weekend against the extradition bill were peaceful and attracted over 1 million people, organizers said. Further protests Wednesday, which succeeded in getting the legislature to table the extradition bill, ended with police firing tear gas canisters and rubber bullets at protesters. Protests have continued following the legislature's concession to ensure the bill does not return, and protesters have organized more events for this weekend. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.